Call this meeting to order at 6:30. Council have a chance to look at the agenda. Okay, I have a couple things that I'd like to put on. Excuse me. I'd like to add 11.4 deadline for backyard hen program application. And I would like to also add question period is suspended until further notice. Can I get a motion to accept both those?
I think we make that motion.
Who is that?
Continuing on. Delegation, oh, I'm sorry, all in favor of that? Okay.
I don't agree with the question, but the question here.
But no delegation? Correspondence from residents, we have questions from Marge Bird.
Yeah, so the council package includes some questions from Marge Bird. So I think admin and council will respond. I'll start with the admin part. Bear with me, I'll read the questions so there's some context. The first question was about the meetings, is all council meetings to be recorded? And so, yes, that's true, and it is on the website. If you want to listen at any time, if you go onto the website and you go to the place where it says minutes, council minutes, and if you just hover your mouse or cursor just on minutes, to the right side immediately, you'll see audio, this word audio, and you just swing over and they'll all listed right there. Yeah, yeah. The second question was, well, this is probably better read out, January 20, 2026, further to the letter from the Village of Longview Ratepayer Association, can you please expand on why the budgeted amounts for the councillors and CAO to attend the provincial convention has increased to $9,000 from the average actual expense of $2,622? So response, extra convention expense was budgeted, so before the convention, with the intention of providing new council, this council, opportunity to participate in the 2026 Fall Municipal Affairs Convention. Likely, that convention was set up to be available for all new council members across all municipalities, not sure, but maybe that's why it was even there. The next question.
Can I ask about that in question period, because that's not the answer I'm looking for.
So the motion was put forward, there is no question period in this meeting, so there won't be an opportunity to do that.
There is a motion put forward, but it hasn't been passed.
Yes, I believe it was carried by two of the three quorum of the council.
Is that not just adding to the?
I think, Chair, maybe the chairperson wants to speak, we're out of order here already.
Yeah, we're not addressing any questions tonight. We're going to follow the agenda as is, and it was passed by a quorum.
Thank you. So question number three of these correspondence was, January 2026, deer fencing. Has there been any further discussion regarding allowing deer fencing in front yards? Response, no further discussion so far. Land use bylaw amendment is not a priority at this time. Question number four, February 17, 2026, school zone speed limit sign. What is the status on having the school zone signage amended to a clear continuous time band as requested by Sergeant Matt Hogan? And what is the continuous time band that has been requested? Excuse me, just logging attendance here. So response, a request has been made to Alberta Transportation for conversion to 24-hour playground zone and a larger sign. Sergeant Hogan is helping with the village with next steps, and this is still in progress. So there have already been interactions back and forth. The next question, responsible pet ownership bylaw 480-25, section 6.3A to E and G to K. Someone enters a property uninvited and is bitten by the resident, resident's dog. Why is that dog then condemned, and how is the village going to police such actions? Received some help on this response from Diamond Valley Municipal Bylaw Services. So the response, the bylaw does not automatically condemn or euthanize a dog simply because it bites someone. Each incident must be investigated before any decision is made. Under the responsible pet ownership bylaw, if a complaint is received about a dog bite or other aggressive behavior, the animal control officer investigates the circumstances and gathers information from the dog owner, the complainant, and any witnesses. The chief administrative officer, CAO, then reviews that information before determining whether the dog should be declared a vicious dog.
Roy, stop. You didn't read the question properly and answer it. I get what you're saying, but if somebody comes in uninvited, and this is how this council is going to deal with that particular event, it's different if that person is invited. But uninvited people, that's like allowing somebody to break into your house and then ask him if it's okay if he lives.
So I'm sorry, Chairperson, this is out of order. If there's something that's wrong here in this meeting, it will have to be addressed through an email or something to the CEO.
The whole email, yeah, you might as well just forget even answering the rest of these questions, because if we have no question period to discuss with our council who we elected, then this is a waste of time.
Everybody's
it's
on
a, it's
here.
A waste of time.
We're on here and we change it when we all show up.
We're not discussing it.
No, we're not having a question period.
So you either sit and listen to our meeting, or you can leave.
You're right, because this is a waste of our time. And we elected you guys.
But it's our agenda, so we can make our choices as to what happens on our agenda. This meeting is recessed for 5 minutes. So it's moving back to order at 6:42. But we won't continue on with that. Go back to the minutes.
Okay.
Action item list, CAO. Minutes.
Yeah, we should.
My apologies. Jumping ahead. Minutes of the regular council meeting February 17th and special council meeting February 28th. You've all had a chance to read. Any errors, additions, omissions?
Not that I see.
Brenda?
Oh.
I'm good.
Accepted.
You'll make the motion. John will make the motion to accept. All in favor? Carried. Okay, now it's you. Apologies.
Action item list. So CAO did meet with the PRT as per strategic planning annex. Oh, so we already knew that from last meeting, but at a strategic planning meeting recently, annexation did not rise up as a priority item. So there may be some ongoing discussion, but it's not a priority. Let's see if there's anything on land use bylaw amendments that's different. So no change from last time. It's not a key priority at this time. so.
Thank you. Diamond Valley.
Sorry, should I do my CAO report as well?
No, we've got Diamond Valley.
Oh, those are, okay, sorry, yep, you're good.
I don't need help here.
No, you're good, I need help.
I already missed one.
Okay.
So, the Longview February Municipal Enforcement Monthly Report. Throughout February, officers issued 59 offense tickets with a total face value of $15,317. Is that right? Overall, ticket values are expected to increase in the coming months due to the province of Alberta's unannounced traffic fine adjustments that came in effect in March 13th. Under this directive, fines for many common traffic offenses will increase by 30%. High-risk driving offenses will increase by 50%. So don't speed, behave. And residents are also reminded that enforcement comes or concerns can be reported through our 24/7 complaint line at 403-933-0334. Okay, now you can have your turn again.
Okay. Thanks. So there is a new employee that has taken over in the accounts payable area of the village office, Lori McCarthy, so we welcome her in. She's been working a few weeks already. And we thank Linda Miller for her many years here before, very helpful in the area of finance. There's been some work done just following up in the election process by administration and council. There were some campaign disclosure forms that needed to just finish up, so there was some time spent on that. That is complete now. There will be some further posting on the website. It's required by legislation that's coming up. Audit is in progress, continues to be in progress. Maybe the only other more unique thing, there was a Western Wheel interview that I participated in regarding backyard hen program. I was called on that, so I think there's some write-up in the some write-up in the Western Wheel on that. Those are some highlights.
So my report, it's been very quiet for me. So we had strategic planning February 28th and then special meeting February 28th for truck repair. And I also would like to extend a thank you to Linda.
It's been quiet for me too, just the strategic planning meeting and a special meeting for the truck repair. Is there an update on that truck repair?
Yeah.
It will.
Or, oh, sorry. Did.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I can give an update. The original mechanic shop that was looking at it when they were going to follow up her last council motion, they discovered that their equipment there was not strong enough to carry it out, so there's a heavy box and so on. I won't go into technical details. So there was another place, another mechanic shop that was recommended, so I'm in the process right now of following up with them, number one, to see they could do the repair, and then see where we can go from there. So it's still in progress. And thank you, Brenda. It was actually Brenda, the council deputy mayor, McIntosh, who mentioned we might look at Okotoks there. So I'm being in contact there. And, yeah.
All right. I had strategic planning on February 28th.
special meeting for truck repair on February 28th. I attended the school board meeting on March 12th, and then I helped on March 13th set up for St. Patrick's Day, and attended dinner on March 14th.
No, it's satisfactory as usual.
The Longview monthly report for our water flow, it's all still satisfactory. No concerns. Can I get a motion to accept the reports as presented?
One second.
All in favor? Financials.
Not too many changes this month. I'll just look to see if there's might be some highlights. So one pleasant surprise, in my opinion, the election costs came through. We had contracted Foothills County to do our election for us, help with the returning officers, so on. And the costs were lower than budgeted, so that was pleasant to see. A surprise, actually. I'm just scanning some of the check listing here.
Council have any questions?
Is these two hot or not forest management, that wildfire hazard?
Yes, they're...
Those were the ones that were covered by...
Correct. And it ended up, because the project had at least three approval stages, the consultant actually needs to report back to FREA, is the acronym for the association that's funding. So when those milestone drafts and then final reports came out, those are the times per the program that money is sent out, and it happened to be about $5,000 each, so that corresponded. And then we, because you asked, sorry, I'll go into a little bit detail here, but the consultant was good enough that we didn't have to pay him right away. He would wait for the money to be sent to us, which can happen in this program first, and then we invoiced him, so the money came out of our account. But to answer your question, yes, there was two separate times. The total amount of the grant was about $12,000-$13,000. It was all, that was the grant. It did cover the cost of the writer, and it came in at least those two checks. Yes.
Any other questions? Any questions on the accounts payable or the revenue and expenses? You already asked that one.
Yeah.
Make the motion to accept the financial as presented.
Second.
All in favor? Carried. All right. We have no bylaws, and we'll go on to business. You guys were able to read the mutual aid agreement that was sent to us.
A lot of work.
A Yeah, it was a very long one, yes, it was. So there's really no changes. So we've reviewed the revised draft of the 2026 agreement, and there was no suggestions.
No.
Consult with our local authority to identify who the signatory is, and that would be you.
Well, it's recommended it's actually Director of Emergency Management, or in her place,
okay,
Deputy Director.
So it would be Kathy or...
Yes.
Kathy.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And then confirm that jurisdiction can sign. So that would be them signing the digital, or that's the CAO that signs that one?
Just, CAO is approved to sign, and we can allow digital.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So those are the three. Any comments, concerns about those three? Can I get a motion to accept or defeat?
Motion
to accept. All in favor? Okay. Next one. So that is part of it, that Kathy and Lisa will be the signatories?
Yes.
All right. Strawberry tea donation. Longview and Area Seniors Association requests $250 for June 3rd, 2026 strawberry tea. This is the same kind of request that they ask each year, and Seniors Week is June 1st to 7th.
I need a motion to accept that.
Okay. All in favor? Electronic sign. Request Council's decision regarding using MSI government grant to purchase a more reliable electronic sign or not. The current sign has continual Wi-Fi connectivity issues, has required maintenance that cost travel. By the technicians from Edmonton. Costed. Caught me off guard there. Currently has a new Wi-Fi connection problem. Administration observes that the electronic sign is a preferred means of communication by residents. The quoted cost is $30,000 to $40,000. The purchase would not come from ratepayers, rather from MSI government grant. Also, we need to discuss. Decision is also requested if to spend approximately $10,000 plus for website redesign to be more simple, more user friendly. This would be paid by ratepayer dollars.
Is it possible to turn that sign off now? Because it's in the big time.
Yes. Yes, it is, and we're going to. There is one step we're looking at with IT and Public Works. So we want to do one more test. We've left it on for today, but tomorrow, if it doesn't fix, we're going to turn it off. Thank you. And there's a note on the website that says the same, and an apology as well on there.
So this Wi-Fi issue, is it possibly fixed by upgrading from Eastlink to something else, like Starlink?
So that's the type of thing the IT person working, and I'll just say, he didn't ask, but what we used to do in the past is we go back to the company that made this, and it just was always adding up costs, so we're trying to figure this out other ways. So That is part of what we're trying to do right now. And as always, we'll do our best to least cost, whatever that looks like.
So with this RFD, you will continue doing research to find out about the signs?
Well, yes, and that can't go on forever, and we may almost, or maybe there tomorrow, not sure, we'll see. So we have one of the top IT persons, because it is a little bit complicated issue, looking at it. So very soon, I predict, we'll know either way, and then we either shut it down and do something else, or we use some government grant money, not ratepayer money, to get a better sign. So soon we should be in a different decision point.
So that grant that we might use, what else can that be used for? It can't be for the website?
My understanding is it can't be used for web design. It can be used for, just because you asked, we also have some issues with the campground toilets and so on, and I checked that today, and yeah, we can use that there too. So there's a number of things that could be used for. The list is long. I wouldn't have it in my memory for sure. It, what happens, each particular situation, basically I need to go to the contact at the government, say, is this eligible or not? And she gets back to me. So sorry, I can't give you all the list right now.
Okay. Is there a timeline for using up that grant?
So I have been looking at MSI. My understanding is 2028, we need to use up the remainder, and there's about 20,000 to 30,000 left, but that will likely be taken up as part of some of the infrastructure costs that are going on, and possibly like a Sammy dump is another one. I'm not making any decision on behalf of council, but there are a number of other eligible uses that the village probably is going to seriously consider. So I do not see us having money around to be used in 2028. So I think we're still in good shape to not release any money back. Oh, sorry, one more thing. So there's two other funds, just to be complete, CCBF and I don't recall what all the words are in those acronyms. I really apologize, so please bear with me. CCBF and LGFF. LGFF is the continuation, or the new MSI, if you will. So that each of these has a 5-year time frame to expend funds. So in all three of these, we're still not in risk of losing any money back.
You just said the LGFF is the FGTF grant.
LGFF, sorry. That's a replacement for MSI, what used to be. Sorry.
And is that quota cost for a similar one, or is it going to have more pixels so it's more legible?
It is an upgrade, a better digital sign all the way around. So I'd have to get the exact detail to be 100% accurate, but I have to think that it would, and just given it's been some years, it's likely to have higher resolution, I'll use those terms.
Do we have to make a decision tonight, or can we wait to find out what the final?
You can certainly wait. It's just how long. There's no sign. That's really the impact. There's no pressure from any men or residents or anything. It's just the sign.
Okay, inside, what about the website?
The website is all we host. The other question?
Okay.
That is, again, it's just up to when council would want to consider if the redesign is warranted. So the priority on that one would be decided by council as well.
I don't feel like the webpage is a priority right now. For every $3,000 that we want to spend, that's an increase of 1% to the ratepayers. It's a 1% increase in tax.
But is that not our way of communicating with the ratepayers? Like, I know not everybody's on computers, but not everything goes on the sign. The sign just says maybe what's going on at the community center or whatever, but the website's where everybody's getting their council stuff and...
But does it need to be upgraded or just keep it the way it is and slowly change it rather than putting out the $10,000? Like, that's a 3% increase to our taxes.
Yeah, but we're talking about a $30,000 or $40,000 sign that...
That is no cost. That's...
That's grant money.
It's still a cost from a grant, though. Like, if there's other infrastructure we could use that on? It's a nice to have, but I don't think it's a need to have. I think the website's a need to have.
We upgrade, or we just leave it the way it is?
Well, I don't think it's very user-friendly the way it is. People can't find stuff. That's just my opinion.
Well, with the sign, I'd like to just have a little more information, if that's possible.
Yeah, like once a quote's, sorry.
Once a quote is available, if what, that's what you're saying, I can certainly get the information to council. Yes, soon as I have that. And it is in process. Sorry, I didn't already say that. Some of these companies can't turn stuff around right away, so.
So, yes, wait on it until we get more information on the sign. Okay. So. I'll put forward defeated. We have to have that carried as well.
Yeah, you can direct to the CEO to follow up and get back
okay.
if you want. Doesn't
yeah.
necessarily need
yeah,
a motion.
That's my direction then. To follow up a little more, so we have a little more information on, please. So we're still at the web page.
Just for my clarity, so was that defeat or it's not
well,
defeat,
it's not.
Just get more information, just so I'm clear.
Yes, sorry, okay. We won't defeat it, yes, sorry. Wrong wording. More research, please.
Okay.
More info. Okay, so the web page. I myself do not want to have an increase of 3% to our taxes or our web page right now. Because for every $3,000 that we are going to spend, that increases the taxes by 1%.
Well, we could use some of that grant money, could we not, if we don't spend it on the sign?
No.
It's not eligible.
I would actually like to double check that the website could not be funded through MSI. A number of sources of information so far have indicated it wouldn't be something that's funded, but I'd like to, just in case, because that would be a solution, right? So if I could just further check that out and get back to council, on the website to make sure it is or is not able to be grant funded, please.
Further information. Okay. Okay?
Yes.
We can move on?
Yep.
Okay. 7.4 RFD. Council decision requested revised deadline for backyard hen program application per responsible pet ownership bylaw section 2.6, that we make the deadline March 31st.
It's a couple of weeks out.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. Council all right with that deadline?
I am.
So that means we're not revisiting it and amending it?
We are amending time already. What more needs to be amended?
Well, I figured we would probably take another look at it based on residents wanting us to.
I myself don't think it needs to be revisited.
Neither do I. How many times have we beat this cat around the block?
So I move to have the deadline moved or put in place by March 31st for the applications.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Just good. External information, that's just for information from the federal government. Right?
Yes.
That's all it is. Okay. Going to move that this meeting go into, or this meeting get adjourned and go into closed at 7:13. Take a recess till
7:45.
7:45. 25. Okay. I'm out of recess. 7:28.
And then go into closed meeting.
We will move to go into closed at 7:28. Coming out of closed at 8:13. Anyone waiting to come in, John?
I don't think there's anybody out there.
Got no one waiting to come in, and we will now adjourn the meeting at 8:13.